Do you see this body? As we've been going through this again and again to the same point, when it was born it was so small, now it became this much. Definitely you didn't need any external stretching help to get it to this size, isn't it? That which is the source of creation, what you refer to as the creator, seem to be functioning from within you, isn't it so? Yes? The creator is functioning, that means the manufacturer of this body and this existence seems to be functioning from within you. If the manufacturer is inside, if you allow him to function, fixing small flaws in the body, you think it'll be a problem? So, Shambhavi Mahamudra is just creating a passage so that your innermost core functions. If you allow it to function, the nature of this, in yoga we refer to your innermost core as the bliss body. People have always talked for ages that if you come in contact with God, you will become blissful, you know, Brahmanand. You know, they've been talking about this. See, it's different ways of presenting it. Your innermost core is referred to as bliss body. Now, all we are trying to do is the physical body, the mental body, the pranic body and the etheric body, we are aligning it in such a way so that the innermost core within you, the bliss body, finds expression. The Shambhavi is not creating ecstasy. The Shambhavi is just aligning these four so that this one, the source of creation, finds expression. If the source of creation within you, the creator, finds expression, fixing your heart, liver or kidney, you think it's a big problem? Manufacturer, when he comes out and begins to function, everything is fixed. You will see miraculously health will become okay. I can show you thousands and thousands of people who come out of their ailments just like that, like a miracle. Is it a miracle? Anything that you don't understand, you will call it a miracle, isn't it? Suppose you don't know what is electricity and I tell you, you just watch this, I am going to press that wall and this hall will be flooded with light. Would you believe me? You won't believe me. You'll say, no, such things are not possible. Now if I press it and suddenly there's light everywhere, now you think either I am son of God, messenger of God or God Himself, depending upon which culture you come from. Isn't it? Anything that you don't understand is a miracle in your understanding. Either there is no miracle in life, everything happens between cause and effect, or everything is a miracle. Isn't this life a miracle? You and me sitting here on this round planet which is going at a tremendous speed, is it not a miracle? We sitting here and talking all this nonsense? Is it not a miracle? So if you look at it, if you have eyes to see, everything is a miracle or nothing is a miracle. These are two ways to approach life, these are two forms of yoga. One is to see everything as sacred, another is to see everything as utter nonsense. But now your problem is, what you like is sacred, what you don't like is nonsense. That's a problem, that's a trap. Everything is sacred. This is a beautiful way to live. Everything is nonsense. That is also a very beautiful way to live. What? These people are sacred, these people are nonsense. This will destroy you.